We're going to get started in just a few. Just working out all the media preliminaries. While I'm doing so, if you come on, I can't really see who's coming on, so just share this with someone that you think that will be blessed. I do pray that your day was blessed on today. There's a lot of people that worship on Sundays, whenever you worship. All right, I do pray that the atmosphere was adequate, that the atmosphere was where you were blessed, that the atmosphere was in such a way that you got what you went for, because that's what this is all about, that you go to your various destinations of houses or worship, and you gotta go to the house of worship with expectations. All right, you gotta go expecting. Go to the house of worship. Yahweh says that build me a sanctuary that I may have an encounter with my people. And it's we should be very, very careful that we do not get too far away or deviate too far away from that intent and that motive of the Most High. When Yahweh says, build me a sanctuary that I may have an encounter with my people. In the sanctuary, I'm always just led by the Spirit, you all. And I do have James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18 that we're going to pray. That's going to be our prayer scripture. But just be led by the Holy Spirit. Yahweh says, build me a sanctuary that I may have an encounter with my people. Now, and what I'm about to say, through this avenue that I'm able, with the unctioning of the Holy Spirit, be a blessing to those, to the hearers. But social media does not take the place of a personal sanctuary. It does not take the place. Listen, when Yahweh activated that command, since Yahweh is the conductor that orchestrates the earth and everything therein, and Yahweh knows from the beginning to the end of the earth's dispensation, that when Yahweh put the command of build me a sanctuary that I may have an encounter with my people, Yahweh knew that we was going to have technology such as we have, and we was going to have a way that we can reach people. But this does not replace the actual physical sanctuary. Yahweh says in Haggai, I believe it was Haggai, that you build your sealed houses and then my house lays waste. So if our house of having a place to lay our head and to have our personal life in a dwelling, what makes us think that Yahweh would do away with having a physical sanctuary? This does not replace a physical sanctuary. Hey, Shandio said, a physical sanctuary. So I want to put that out there. Now, there are some who maybe can't make it to the physical sanctuary, but for some reason that they cannot, that they have such a hindrance, then this vehicle, this way to get the presence of Yah and Yah's message and Yah's will to the soul, to that person, then this is a way. But this way does not replace the physical sanctuary. So I say all that to say is that I do pray for everyone that was able, hey, glory, that was able to make it to the sanctuary, the house of prayer, that you were blessed and that you received what it is that you were supposed to receive. So I want to put that out there, that I'm not just not one of those. And I don't think that I'm old-fashioned. I don't think that I'm stuck in tradition. I'm not in tradition because I'm in the Word. As a matter of fact, I tell you what I do while we are waiting to pray. I'm going to find that scripture. Exodus 25 and 8. Let me go there. Being led by the Holy Spirit. Exodus 25 and 8. Let me go there before we go to our prayer scripture. Now, if you're on YouTube, I want to let you know that the screen is blacked out on purpose, because I want to be heard and not seen. Exodus. I want to be heard and not seen. Just for a little while. Come February. February the 1st. Come the first week of February, I will begin in my Line and Precept Bible study. And so you'll see me live, see me in person then. Exodus 25 and 8 says, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. All right? Yahweh says, Yahweh's word, my word changes not. And so, Yahweh didn't change that because we still do it to this day. And we have to be careful because we have evolving methods that come into play, that we don't take those methods as if they are replacing something. Let me give an example. We have an evolving method of the microwave, but the microwave does not take the place of cooking on a stove. So we have an evolving method, okay? All right, we have social media, all right? We have a vehicle, all right, to where we can, this can be used to get the message out. But this does not take the place of going to a physical sanctuary. All right, so I want to say that. That's what came to my spirit. Now, I know it's late, and I know a lot of people just can't do this, but I'm being led to burn the midnight oil. So that's why I am before you this midnight. In the future, I will give the teachings on the times to pray, the times of day to pray, and why we pray at those certain times, okay? Biblically. So just want to throw that out there. Now, if you will, let's go to 11:30. So, I do have an overstanding. I'm not in this for numbers, all right? I'm doing this out of obedience. Someone may wake up after I get through with this, and they may wake up and listen to this in the middle of the night. Or they may listen to it tomorrow, all right? But it's there for them when they need it, to uplift them, encourage them, inspire them, give them instructions, give them direction, whatever it is that they need from the Creator, the Most High, all right? So that's what this is for. So we're going to go to James chapter 5. Again, if you're on YouTube, the screen is blacked out on purpose. And I want to thank everyone who may be joining on Clubhouse. All right, so James chapter 5, 13 through 18. Let us read. Is any among you afflicted? Question. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. And it says this, and the power and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The power of prayer, you all. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The power of prayer. Elias was a man subject to like passions, as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Let's go back up to verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer, the power of prayer. Been hearing me talk about how we need to get back to what Yahweh has set up, a line of communication between humanity and divinity, to connect humanity and divinity. Prayer. Oftentimes, as we older saints have walked with the Heavenly Father, and we begin to do things in the kingdom, sometimes we get so busy in the business of the kingdom until we slack on prayer. We're handling the business of our Heavenly Father, but we begin to handle the business with a lack of establishing or keeping that line of communication open with the Heavenly Father. But we're handling the Heavenly Father's business. I'm here to tell you that there is nothing that we do in the kingdom, handling the kingdom's business, without prayer. If you find yourself so busy handling kingdom matters, and you do not have the time to prepare yourself to meditate and come in the presence of our Heavenly Father, then I would suggest to you two things. Either you begin to delegate some of the kingdom responsibilities that you have to other qualified individuals, or you just gonna have to let go and see what is least important that you can handle in the kingdom business. Because you can never become so busy handling kingdom business till you do not have time to pray. Now listen to my verbiage. I'm not telling you, this is not talking about handling other secondarily matters in your life. Now I suggest that with everything that you are doing in your life, that you do it with prayer. Whether you work in your job, whether you're running your family, whether you are going into entrepreneurship, finna do your own thing, going into a marriage, dating, courting, all those things do with prayer. But I'm specifically, because we see in the world that there are a lot of people who are successful handling secondary activities that they do it without prayer. So right now the Holy Spirit is having me to specifically point out handling kingdom business. Yeshua said that I am about my Father's business. I'm talking about handling the Father's business. Because we're handling kingdom business and we are not the CEO of our Father's business. So we must go to the Heavenly Father and keep ourselves before the Heavenly Father in order to continue getting the directions and the instructions. And when you place yourself before the Heavenly Father so that you can get direction and instructions on what it is, or what direction, what path, what movements that we're supposed to be making concerning our Father's business, that thing that you're doing is called prayer. Now, people pray in many fashions and facets and ways. But the thing is that you keep yourself, you keep an open line of communication to where you will have a perpetual movement from kingdom to earth, from earth to kingdom, from divinity to humanity, from humanity to divinity. You have to keep that open. So when you see a man or a woman who was once on a path handling kingdom business, and for some reason you begin to notice that that kingdom business is not as effective as it used to be, 9 times out of 10, that individual closed or severed that line of communication to where they was no longer hearing from the CEO of this in which we're in, kingdom business. Yeshua said, listen, I have come to handle kingdom business. I am about my Father's business. Even Yeshua understood that what I am involved in, I cannot do without the Heavenly Father telling me how to move, how to be, and what to say. Oftentimes we will see Yeshua to see what direction, because sometimes even Yeshua, his humanistic side will want to come and play. And so what Yeshua had to do to make sure that I was not moving off of my humanistic side is that I need to go back to the CEO and see how it is that I'm supposed to be moving concerning this call or these instructions of what the Heavenly Father has called me to do here on earth. I need to go back to the Heavenly Father. And though I came before Him yesterday, I'm in another matter, and I need to go before Him again. Even though Yeshua knew the nature of his Father, Yeshua never did assume this is how I should handle this. And oftentimes, because we've been walking with the Heavenly Father, we assume when certain situations and matters come up, we assume this is how the Heavenly Father would like for us to handle kingdom business. And the more that we assume, the less we go before the Heavenly Father in meditation and prayer. And we begin to work out of assumption, not realizing that because you're assuming, because you have had an encounter with Yahweh, then you assume sometimes because you don't have time, this is how that I think that the Heavenly Father wants me to handle kingdom business. And then once we do it, without going to the Heavenly Father, sitting in His presence, and requesting and making our prayer, our pleas and our petition, our requests being made known unto Him, then we take the Heavenly Father business in another direction, and then it begin to fail. So you asked your question, where did I go wrong? And so your thoughts, the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance, and the Holy Spirit will begin to lead you back in thought to show you your error. So prayer is the key. Prayer is the thread that will be woven through everything, in and out, through and through, everything that we're going to do in the kingdom. You can do nothing without prayer. Again, people operate ministries without prayer. I just do not see how a ministry is going to be successful if you do not incorporate prayer, a time to pray, a whole set aside time to have saints to come before the Most High in prayer. Yahweh says to build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among my people. You can do nothing without prayer. We cannot operate the houses of prayer, the houses of worship, without prayer. And oftentimes, I ask individuals, do you all have a prayer group, or do you have a prayer service? How do those that are over committees and offices, do they pray? Do they have a time that they come together and pray? Everyone that is conducting a service in the house of worship, do they pray? Do you know, a lot of people, we make fun of the ushers. Say, ushers are so mean. But that is not a characteristic that should come from the houses of prayer. So the question must ask, do the ushers come together and pray? Is the usher board, do they have a time that they pray? Does the music ministry, do they have a time to pray? Do they come together 30 minutes before choir rehearsal and pray? The other boards, whatever, the media ministry, do you come together and pray so that you can be focused, so you won't be distracted? I see a lot of pastors and leaders when they want the media ministry to be on cue, right? And somehow we see a slight delay, and then it upsets the pastor, because the pastor wants you to be on cue with putting his scriptures up. But see, if you don't come together and pray, or if you don't pray before that thing, I know we think that media ministry, listen, I know we think that media ministry may be a light thing and we can just go do it, but now we can be distracted. We can get distracted even in media, because we're doing media ministry, but now we got our phones and we're trying to see what's on the phone, because see, can't nobody see us doing media ministry, but you're not on cue. You're not in sync with the pastor when getting that scripture up there. All right, or getting to another book, or getting to another chapter. So now you don't throw the pastor off. Now the pastor is kind of irritated, and that's a reflection to the congregation. Prayer. So it's people praying. What I'm saying is the importance of prayer, the power of prayer. Let's go back to James, and then we're going to pray. I'm not going to keep you long. James said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Do we pray? Do we consider the house of worship a place to bring the afflicted? The house of worship, I believe, because we don't pray, we don't deem the house of worship for the afflicted anymore. You know, I hear people say, that I just don't have time to deal with all that. So what is the house of worship for anymore? Listen to this. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Where are the elders? The elders are in the place, in a sanctuary, in a building. What made them elders? Well, they didn't start out elders. It was because they kept coming to a designated place and they begin to learn and they begin to be in the atmosphere. It was taught unto them. Trying to make it make sense, you all. Call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. And the prayer of faith, this means the power of prayer, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The power of prayer. You know what verse 15 reminds me of? Killing two birds with one stone. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And Yahweh, listen, three things that happen. Shall save the sick. And Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven. The power, the power of prayer. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Are we praying for one another? That you may be healed. We're not seeing too many. I'm not saying that it's not happening, but it's very rare. It's very rare. It said, if you need to be healed, pray. Said, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. We're not praying. You know how I know we're not praying like we should and it's not effective? The hospitals and the medical industry is making too much money off of us humans. The word says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen, if a person is praying, that servitude or that repetition action is going to make them righteous. My. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How did that person become righteous? Repetition, consistency in prayer. That act. The more you pray, the less you are involved in sin. The more you place yourself, heka Dios se, the more you place yourself in the presence of the Heavenly Father, the less you're going to be involved in the world's, the cares of the world and what the world is involved in. And that very act, the very act of praying, can't say it like I see it, but the very involvement of prayer, the consistency of prayer, that act moves you in a place of righteousness. My. So when I hear people say, you don't have to pray, you don't have to do all that, it don't take all that, yes, it does. Says to pray for one another. Somebody's always going to need praying for in the kingdom. Once we get saved, it says that, listen, being involved in this salvation walk, listen, there is a system that's set up to continuously to edify the saints. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So the power of prayer. I'm not saying that signs and miracles and wonders are not taking place, but it's few and it's far in between. If you find a house of prayer that is operating and being successful in signs and miracles and wonders, That is a place of prayer. Those are some praying people. That's a praying pastor. It's a praying leader. It's a praying congregation. Hey, Shandiose Kedabasata. And that's how the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Being consistent, the power of prayer comes about with being consistent in prayer. Keeping that line of communication open from humanity to divinity, divinity to humanity, from the kingdom, from the heaven to earth, from the earth to the heavens. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, when you see someone who we call very anointed, all right, and that person that Yahweh uses that person to operate, to be successful, that we may visually see miracle signs and wonders, that person is a person of prayer. That's a person who prayed. And we know they read the word because the word tells you to pray. Some things are, say, well, did they read the word? They prayed, but did they read the word? Listen, it's the word that told them to pray. So we know that they was a person who read the word and prayed. Some things takes common sense. Some things you just got to make it make sense. Sometimes you don't have to say it, well, did the person study? Yes, they were a person because the word told them to pray. They got it from the word. So yes, they're a person who studied the word and they pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The power of prayer, burning the midnight oil. We gonna pray. It's 12 o'clock and we getting ready to pray. However you hearing me, if you're on YouTube, if you're hearing this later, just put your prayer request in the chats. If you're on Clubhouse and you gonna listen to this later, just put your prayer request in the chats. Listen, we are in what I call these internet streets, all right? So you do not have to put your business out there. You can just put a period, all right? Just put something to where the Holy Spirit knows. I don't know. I don't need to know. All right? But the Holy Spirit knows. Just put something to where we can have a connectedness. All right? A connectedness. The power of prayer. James chapter 5, 13 through 18. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne grace of mercy right now. My soul loves Yahweh. My soul loves Yahweh. My soul love Yahweh, bless his name. He's wonder in my soul. He wonder in my in my soul. Hallelujah. He's wonder in my soul. Bless his name. My soul loves Yahweh. My soul loves Yahweh. My soul loves Yahweh. Bless his name. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. We need and all bless us now, I say, and all we come to thee, and oh yeah, it's me again. And oh yeah, it's me again. Call you this morning and call. Precious Heavenly Father, do come before your throne, grace of mercy. Hallelujah. at this hour. For we make our prayer, our pleas, our petition, our request be made known unto thee. We'd like to ask you that you please forgive me of my sins and the sins of Israel when our forefathers sinned against you. We forgot your name, your laws, your commandments, your statutes, and your judgments. We did not adhere to the voice of the prophets as in the day, provocation as in the wilderness, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Father Yahweh, we want to come before you as humble as we know how, humbling our mind, our flesh, our very being unto you, bringing this flesh up under subjection, that we may hear from the throne room this evening. Oh Father, we come before you. We want to give you thanks for who you are unto us. You had to swear by your own self because there was no one else more powerful than you. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you this early in the morning. We want to say thank you for being our all and our all. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for being our mother and our father according to your word. It says, when thy mother and thy father have forsaken thee, there will you be to pick us up. We want to come right now, O Heavenly Father, and we want to thank you, hallelujah, just for who you are. We want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your Son, oh glory, that shed his blood for our sins. We want to thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father, for all wisdom and knowledge and truth, oh glory. We want to thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father. We want to have a praise in our hearts, oh glory. And we want to have a thanks upon our lips, hallelujah. We want to have, oh glory, a clap in our hands, hallelujah. And we want to have a dance in our feet, oh Father, to come before you and show our adoration unto you, Father. As we attempt, oh glory, to get your attention, hallelujah, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh Heavenly Father, right now, those things, oh glory, that we may take for granted and have to be reminded of. We want to thank you first off, oh Heavenly Father, for life and health and strength in this body, oh glory. Because when we look at this wondrous body, hallelujah, that you have created, oh glory, our minds just try to think about how this wonderful body was created. When we try to really imagine and think about how this heart is pumping and how this blood is flowing, Father, we are left in awe, oh glory. So anytime we come to a place in our life that we begin to doubt, hallelujah, that there is no other source of power, we have to look at, hallelujah, the witness that you have left on this earth, as heaven and earth is a witness. And even this wondrous body, oh Father, of how this heart is pumping them with no help of ourselves. When we close our eyes at night and we fall into a deep sleep, this heart continues to pump, oh glory. And the blood continues to flow, hallelujah, without any assistance of ourselves. And we continue to breathe, hallelujah, even as we're in a deep sleep, and we're not breathing on our own. Oh, Heavenly Father, we got to say thank you. Even though we don't do right by this body you've given unto us. Father, we say thank you, hallelujah, for the use and activities of our limbs. Because as I look around sometimes, Father, somebody don't get hands to write, oh Father. And somebody don't have feet to walk, hallelujah. Nor do they have legs nor arms. I got to say thank you that you have kept me in perfect health, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we just come out of this pandemic of COVID, Father, even though we may have went through the sickness, somebody didn't make it through, oh glory. But here we find ourselves this morning in perfect health. You kept us, Father. The medical field, oh glory, didn't have, hallelujah, per se, the medicine, hallelujah, that could heal the body totally, Father. And if we've come through this COVID experience, whether we caught it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 times, Father, you brought us out with healing, hallelujah. We got to say thank you, Father. We say thank you right now, Father, for protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Even on last night, our sleep was sweet, that a thief nor robber came in our dwellings, and you sent the mighty king, the angels, to watch over us, so glory. We got to say thank you, Father, that we didn't get a phone call early in the wee mornings, that somebody transitioned through the night, Father. We got to say thank you, oh glory, that you still have our loved ones here on earth, Father. We say thank you, oh glory, right now, that our mind is in perfect peace, hallelujah. Because sometimes I look around, Father, and somebody's mind is not intact. Somebody's on medication. medication, oh glory, for bipolarism nor schizophrenia, autism and autistic, oh glory. We got to say thank you, Father, Father, if we're still in our right mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to say thank you right now, Father, that you're keeping a roof over our head, oh glory, and clothes on our back, Father, and shoes on our feet, Father. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You keep food in our cupboard, Father. Ah, we got to say thank you, Father, Father, even for keeping us when we don't want to be kept, or even when it felt like we almost couldn't be kept, because of the cares of this world, Father. Come before you right now, Father, 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 that you keep a line of communication open, that we, hallelujah, may have an encounter with you, Father. Oh, wretched men that we are, oh, sinful men that we are, Father, you in your holiness, oh, glory, keep a line of communication and made a way, oh, glory, that we can come in your presence as you clothe us with righteous garments, that we can stand before you, Father. Father, with our prayer and our pleas and our petition and our requests being made known unto your Father, we got to say thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way, Father, for hearing our pleas and our cries, Father. We thank you right now, Father, 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 for your word, hallelujah. Your son, HaMashiach, Yahshua, that we're able to come before you boldly, to bring your word to your Father, as we pray James 5, oh glory, 13 through 18, glory, glory, that it is the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank you that we're able to come before you and pray for the sick, oh glory. Not because we're so righteous, but we bring the word with us, hallelujah. And the word acts as a mediator between humanity and divinity. Ah, that you don't see us, oh glory, that you see your son with us, Father. That we're walking by faith and not by sight, oh glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got faith in your word, Father. We stand on the promises of your word, and that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, hallelujah. That if any sick come, oh glory, that is the prayer of the elders, anointing and laying hands, hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. And the prayers will be heard, and the sick will be healed, and sins will be forgiven. We thank you right now, Father, hallelujah. According to your word, Father, if there's any sick, hallelujah, up under the sound of my voice, Father, touch from the top of their head, hallelujah, to the soles of their feet, outstretched arms, oh glory, let your healing word, hallelujah, go unto his own, hallelujah, for it's the word that formed us, Oh, glory. The word was spoken. Hallelujah. And man came to be. Hallelujah. So let the word, let the word, hallelujah, act as a two-edged sword, piercing as under, oh glory, as under soul and spirit. Let the word, hallelujah, go unto his own, the bones, which was formed by the word. Let the word heal the bones right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the word, oh glory, go through the sinew and muscles. The word, hallelujah, go unto his own. Touch this body right now. Touch that body right now, oh glory. Touch cells, hallelujah. Let the word of healing, hallelujah, go through the bloodstream. Touch and heal diabetes. Touch and heal AIDS and HIV. Touch and heal hepatitis. Touch and heal sickle cell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bacteria and viruses. Let the word cleanse the blood. Let the word purify the blood. We send the word to go into the deep places and the crevice places that the doctors can't get to. Oh, glory. Let the word, hallelujah, go to the dark places of the mind. Oh, glory. That the psychiatrist can't get to. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the word go into his own and regulate the mind. Of autism, oh glory. Autistic behavior. Let the word regulate the mind, hallelujah. Let the brain cells be regulated. Let the word operate where the doctor hands can't get through. We send the word back unto its own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To regenerate, hallelujah, the nerves in the brain. Hallelujah. To resculpt the mind. To resculpt the skull, even right now, oh glory. Let the word, hallelujah, go to the nerve cells behind the optical eye, glory, that the doctor hands can't get to. We send the word, oh glory, back unto its home. We send the word, hallelujah, to bring back the taste that's even in the tongue that no medicine can bring back. We send the word of healing back unto his own. Glory, glory, glory. To bring back the senses, the senses of smell. Hallelujah. Glory, we send the word, hallelujah, the word back unto his own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. To open up blinded eyes, to open up deaf ears, even right now, oh glory, we send the word, hallelujah, hideo sendea, he candiola shitaya, we send the word, hallelujah, 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 to regenerate the nerves, caused by stroke. Hallelujah, on the left side, we send the word to touch and heal right now. Blessed be unto thy name. We send the word, oh glory, hallelujah, to regenerate that club foot, oh glory. Ah, let the muscles head sin day line up with the word, let the word return unto his own, though it know is not, it is the word that formed us, it is the word that created us, hallelujah, hallelujah, we send the word to the digestive system, let it line up, the enzymes line up, hallelujah, hallelujah, we command, oh glory, the enzymes, oh glory, the acid and acidity to realign with the word, balance back out, let appetite come back, hallelujah, hey glory. Shandio si kataraba shindea, ela bandio la katiga namaseteya. Ha, glory, hallelujah. We send the word, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah, to alleviate depression, stress, oh glory, and oppression. Where the word of healing to be liberated. Hey, no fear. We send the word, oh glory, to bring every imagination into captivity. Every vain imagination, every stronghold, we send the word to cause that man, that woman to come out of sin. We send the word, the power of the healing of the word, drug addiction, alcohol, oh glory, pornography, casting down every vain imagination, bringing into captivity, any imagination that tries to exalt itself against the will of Yahweh. We send the word right now. The power of prayer. The power of healing. Hallelujah. Be healed. Healed in your body. Healed in your physical body. Arthritis. Back conditions, spinal conditions. We send the word to heal you right now. Whether you're in your bed, sitting up in your chair. Healing from headaches. Headache be gone. Healing word. Bring that headache into captivity. activity, someone struggling with headache, the Spirit of Yahweh say, you need to drink more water, and that would help with your headache. Hey, hallelujah. Someone struggling with obesity. The Spirit says, drink more water for the next 15 days. Drink water, and the Spirit will be with you and work a supernatural where your weight will begin to drop. The drinking of the water will be out of obedience. Drink water for the next 15 days. And in connecting with this obedience, the water, the obedience from the instructions of the Holy Spirit saying to drink water, in that instruction, then the Holy Spirit will work a miracle. And with this miracle, your faith will be increased. And from that, you will have a renewing of your mind. A renewing of your mind. And then you will begin to take your body in the direction of a more healthier living way. Hallelujah. We ikabandio lakabashete. Gikabandi leke shunde labase. Ni lakonde likambandi labasha. Haya da 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 bose. We give you praise and honor and glory. Even right now. Hebasitaya. Hallelujah. 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 Let those up under the sound of my voice, let them be blessed. Haya hekata, from obedience, not because we're so righteous within ourselves, but we're striving to become righteous through obedience. Obedience of living a more better and healthier lifestyle. Hallelujah. And so bless those up under the sound of my voice, either right now or on a replay. Let this word touch them, heal them, inspire them, encourage them, uplift them, that they may finish the course. That they may finish the course. That they may not leave before their time, that they may finish the course. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this hour. I thank you for everything that's been said and done. I thank you. I give you praise, and all glory is given unto you, Yahweh, in the heavens and the earth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, in your sight. Hallelujah. And these are our prayers and blessings. I ask you in your name, through your Son, HaMashiach Yahshua, Selah, and amen. We'll be before you on Monday night. All right. Burning the midnight oil will go until February the 1st. On February the 1st will be the last of burning the midnight oil, unless the Holy Spirit tells me to continue burning the midnight oil. My name is Prophetess Ginger E. Williams, and I am pastor of Healing Word Ministries. You can find me on all the other social media sites. You can find me on YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find me in those locations. If you would like to reach out to me, you can do so either in the comments where I'm live right now, which is Clubhouse and YouTube. Leave a comment. If you would like to reach out to me, you can do so at Pastor GEW Ministries at gmail.com. Be blessed, my brother and my sister. I may not know you personally, but I want to let you know that Yahweh loves you. Because why? The Bible tells us, for Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Yahweh loves you, and I love you as well. Be blessed until we meet again, whether in the physical, whether by viewing me on social media, or just listening to me. Be blessed. Selah and Selah. Ha! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.